Konnichiwa and welcome to episode 14 of Tita Talks with your Twitter Tita, where we talk about life, love, and all the kiyame in between. And of course, hello, I am your Tita Abby, Abby underscore Valte on Twitter.
And hello, I am Mrs. Unlawyer or your Tita A na 3 weeks ago ay buhaghag pero kahapon nagpa-Brazilian. So, eto, magsak na ang aking buhok. O, diba? Special yan kasi nandiyan si Winona tsaka si Noel. So, on to our next Tita, yung bawal ang apostrophe na misplaced.
Alam mo, agaw eksena ka naman sa intro ni E eh.
Intro ko, diba? Hello everyone, my name is E. I'm Madam Hiddles on Twitter. Yung tita niyong pagod na cold wave lotion the past weeks kasi marami tayong paandar. Pero yes, ako yung galit sa apostrophe na nawawala sa lugar at yung mga ano verbs tsaka nouns na palaging nag-aaway. Sana nag-improve na kayo guys at huwag na kayong umulit. Marga!
Okay, hello! Ako naman si Marga, Marga versus Machine on Twitter. Happy International Cats Day! At mukha ko, nakamot ng pusa ko pagkagising ko. So, todo concealer yan. Mamaya pananagutin ko. Kaya, guys, lesson learned. Bumangon kayo ng maaga kung ayaw nyong kalmutin kayo ng pusa nyo sa pagiging batugan.
Kasi daw International Cat Day, ang bagal mo raw bumangon.
Parang kasi yung mukha mo eh, nakakalmot ka tuloy, di ba? Sa susunod, tumabi-tabi ka para hindi ka nakakalmot ng pusa. Ito naman.
Truly.
So ayan, we have two very, very special guests for this episode. And I'll let you figure out later what the common theme is between these two very special ladies, what it is. But again, we're very happy, ladies. Thank you for putting aside time for us today. And I'd like to introduce Noel and Winona. Of course, we'd like to, I think most of our viewers and our listeners already know what we have in common with these two very opinionated and strong ladies, but we'd like to get to know them more a little bit later. So please join us in welcoming Noel and Winona. Hello, hello. Welcome to Tita Talks, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi.
Thank you so much.
So I hope you don't mind if your titas start firing off our questions because we're very, very interested to start talking to you guys. And I think the first question for today is going to be asked by Marga.
Yeah, my question is for Noel. Noel, you're a doctor and you're based abroad. Can you tell us about what you do and your life away from the homeland? How long have you been living abroad?
Oh, wow. I've been living outside of the Philippines since 2004. I've only been back for visits since then. And I'm a psychiatrist, and that's what I do. So I work as a psychiatrist in different places. So life is interesting as a psychiatrist and also interesting as a Filipino living abroad. But I like it.
Sino na next? Si Ethel.
Me. Ako na next. This is for Winona naman. As we know, both of your parents are politicians. But as a child, gusto ko lang tanungin, were you brought up appreciating public service or you just discovered things along the way?
That's actually very funny po. Kasi I guess politics, it was pretty much imbibed in me growing up because as a kid, parang at a very young age, I was brought to rallies or yung mga parties, ganun. And I guess I was expected to kunyari speak in front and stuff like that. So parang I was very shy, and as you probably can tell, I'm a very shy person po talaga. So there was kind of this resentment na parang oh no, I have to talk in front. But then, of course, the idea of public service, I always liked it. But politics, I guess, was the complicated aspect of it. Na parang
yeah,
I
didn't have
like that much.
But I get that. I get that. Kasi as a child, ang hirap eh. You have to process so many things if you're put in a situation na hindi ka super comfortable in. Parang you have to perform in a certain way. Kasi may expectation. Yun yung mahirap. Yeah, I got that. Okay, who's the next? Oh, it's Abs. Oh no, me for Noel. I know, Noel, that you've been away from Manila for quite some time now. As you said, diba? You only come back for visits. But I think something changed in 2016. And I'd like to know, since 2016, what was the common reaction to people finding out here and abroad that your last name is Duterte?
When I was living in Davao, parang it wasn't such a big deal. When he was the mayor, like it was not thought of as particularly special, I guess, or I just ignored it. After 2016, it was a bit different. Like my coworkers at the time, and I was living in New York, my coworkers who were Filipinos were all like, wow, oh my gosh, Uncle Mo maging presidente. Or uncle mo presidente na, like, ugh. So I didn't really like it. I wish I could say na hindi ko siya mag-anak, but
well, your surname says otherwise.
Well, marami namang Dutertes. It's not like I'm the only one in New York with the same family name, and although we are related, but still they're a little bit further away. Mm-hmm. Hindi sila as close in terms of, let's say, like, pamangkin, ganon. Yeah. So, but it wasn't pleasant for me, 2016.
But I suppose, Noel, that's very, your reaction to that is perhaps quite different from the reaction of the rest of your extended family, right?
Different from the family, different from my friends. Because I had friends who came to visit New York in 2016, also after he won, and they were like, they had a totally different reaction. So yeah, siguro kami lang ng mom ko were like, eh.
Okay, ito, my question is for Winona. This is something na I've always wanted to ask you. Full disclosure, naging intern namin tong si Winona. That's how I met her. But Winona, based on what you share online, you have a good relationship with your mother na I actually grew up watching in That's Entertainment. And you've even assisted her in some tasks. Like, di ba, parang nag-sub ka pa nga sa kanya to attend a meeting for something. Tapos, ano ba yun? You've also been candid about your opposition to some measure she voted for or against in Congress, in particular your ABS-CBN issue. How do you manage that?
Honestly, talaga, it's really so hard. Kasi, like, I have a lot of convictions, actually. And minsan hindi ko siya napoportray kasi. And it's just really so hard kasi my issues are like my thing with politics, it really boils down to from when I was a kid. Like, growing up talaga, kasi there was always this kind of internal conflict. Whether kung parang na-appreciate ko ba, if I like growing up in a political family, or if it was a hindrance, or if it was a nuisance to me. Kasi, as I said, I like the service or the interaction with other people, ganun, pero the politics also, hindi ko gusto. Kasi, well, in a way, kasi growing up with parents who are both in politics, I mean, you get perspective, of course, of you know, how it's like being inside the system. Ako, I believe na the system talaga, it's very flawed. So malamang parang the actors within the system can also make like flawed decisions and stuff like that. Pero, syempre parang change is possible din eh, in some way. Ako, idealist ako. Ako yung naniniwala talaga. If there are people who are willing to go against the majority or yung willing to to go against the majority or the administration per se if they see something wrong, you have to like call out, you know. Eh, sometimes yun nga parang hanggang dun lang naman yung influence ko, so it's really hard talaga. So I guess siguro sa bahay minsan hindi na lang namin pinag-uusapan, or kung meron man parang basically I let my mom or my dad, or I let them both be accountable to their decisions politically. Pero for my mom specifically kasi, I don't know, like, ang dami niya kasing pinagdaanan eh. And I know what she's capable of and what she's not capable of. And I guess as a mom, yung, I don't have that personal resentment towards her. Pero definitely talaga, I sometimes am very opposed to what she does or her politics or to what she represents, I guess.
Gosh, you're so brave. Wala akong masabi.
Eh, naka-mute ka.
Isip ko pa lang yung ano.
Oo nga, ang galing. I mean, I'm sure with all the expectations, no, Winona, as a politician's daughter, di ba? And then you're going against it. I mean, I just have to express my admiration. Ito naman for Noel, kasi yung reaction mo kanina natawa ko. So I just have to ask, have you always been against your uncle? I mean, parang may hugot ba yan? Kasi yung talaga, ew. Alam mo yun? Is it something that's always been there, even growing up?
Yeah.
And why?
Let's see. When I was growing up, there was a lot of conflict. I guess it's the nice way to put it. Conflict within the family, their side. So I guess it kind of, I absorbed the remnants of that conflict. And I was lucky that I didn't have to grow up around politics. So unlike Winona, who's had to like be in its presence all the time, I didn't have to, because we were separate from the rest of the family most of my life. So I guess dun yung hugot.
Malalim, malalim pala yung hugot. Malalim pala yung hugot. You know, there are very few, I'd like to ask this naman of Winona, especially for someone so young, ano. We hear very few public opposition, I suppose, coming from the children of politicians. And I think you probably belong to one of the very, very few that have voiced, you know, a disagreement with their parents publicly. And I we'd like to know also, parang, what was the tipping point for you, Winona? Parang, what drove you to say na, okay, I have to say something?
Well, talagang yung mga issues ko talaga galing sa pagkabata ko. Kasi I was really po, I was very exposed to it. Kasi isipin nyo, as a kid, mahihain ka, ayaw mong sasalita sa harap. Parang sometimes they would expect you or they would say na, oh, sige na, mag-hi ka naman sa harap ng mga tao. Total, binoto nila yung magulang mo, ganun. You have to say hi, you have to say thank you. So parang wow. Pero in a way, I guess, yung na-expose ako sa ganun, yung I know what's happening basically. And yun, sa house namin, never kami nawala ng tao. Like, andun yung mga staff ng parents ko, people who come to visit. So, parang na-absorb ko din yung perspectives nila, what they think, ganun. Pero, I guess, yung pinaka tipping point happened when I was campaigning for my mom, probably. Parang, there was this time kasi, 2013 elections yun, nag-house to house kami. So for those of you who don't know, yung house to house is, it's a traditional form of campaigning ata where candidates get to visit yung areas, communities, and they introduce themselves, their platform. And sumasama ko sa ganun kasi yun yung pinaka-on the ground and yun yung least public speaking. Yes. So, parang at least house to house, safe ako sa ano, sa mga stage. So,
hindi ka nag-entablado
ka also. Yes, so parang hindi ko na kailangan magsalita sa harap. So, doon lang ako sa baba, palakad-lakad, ganun. Mm-hmm. So, may na meet kami doon na residents of Barangay Payatas. Tapos may isang girl doon. She was I was 13 that time and she was 11 ata or 12. Tapos she casually told me about yung what was happening in her life there, ganun. Tapos sabi niya na, alam mo ate, may kaibigan ako dito. And she went on to fully disclose sexual abuse. Ganun. So sorry, trigger warning. She disclosed something like that. And yun, parang dun namulat na parang, okay, I thought politicians were here to, you know, to, alam mo yun, yung bring down yung services and all. Like, isn't that supposed to be what I'm doing? Na parang, you know, politicians should prevent these things from happening. Dapat yung service nandun mismo sa tao and all. And that was one of the many times already that I'd been campaigner, I'd been doing the house-to-house activity. Tapos, bakit ganun yung nangyayari? And bakit ganun? As in, ang tagal ng nangangampanya yung mga tao. Same politicians, same ano. And things like that happen. And parang ang lungkot lang talaga. So parang yun yung pinaka-political awakening ko na parang, oh no, politics isn't just about hi, hello, or stuff like that. Right. Parang it should be transformative. It should be empowering, basically. Parang things like this shouldn't have to happen. And yun, dapat yung mas matatag or stronger yung connections natin with the communities. And yun, no, parang nakakalungkot. So, mula nun parang, it's not enough na ganun, na-involve yung pamilya ko sa politics. Dapat mas malawak pa yung participation natin with them. So,
ramdam ko yung disillusion mo, ano? I mean, parang when you suddenly, parang it's like the scales fell off your eyes in a sense, di ba, when that happened, no?
Yeah. So, kasi parang mga bata, at 11,
no. 11, diba? Yeah.
She was 11, yeah. Tapos may ganong nangyayari. So, ayun lang, nakakalungkot. And at the same time, parang, no, I should be doing something more. Na parang, hindi ka lang dapat decorative figure na nag-hi, hello. Diba?
Public service
tama,
talaga.
Tama.
Galing.
But, Winona, did your mom get hurt inevitably because there's a public issue and she voted differently? But on the personal level, nagtampo ba sa'yo? Or did your dad say na, o bakit ka naman nagsabi ng ganun?
Yeah, my dad actually, he reacted that way. Parang, bakit? Yung bakit ka, why would you say something like that against your mom? Ganon. Sagot ko parang, sinabak niyo ako sa ganyan eh.
No, parang, throw it back at them.
Those things are so. Ano yun? Reverse card.
Reverse card, tama.
Ito naman, sorry, you were saying?
Yun lang, but my mom understood naman eh. Sabi ko kasi it's a conscience thing na parang I can't just sit na yun, it's like that.
Yeah. Grabe, yeah. Ang galing ano, napaka well-honed ng moral compass ni Winona. I mean, grabe, that is so amazing, especially for someone so young, no? Grabe, bilib ako sa'yo. Ito naman, this is for Noel. And you've been called our version of Mary Trump. How does that make you feel?
Weird.
hindi maganda ang ano sa'yo? Hindi maganda ang feeling?
No, I'm not Mary Trump. May similarities, but it's... Mm-mm. Not the same.
Why is that? I mean, parang you're fighting the the way they connect, they associate you with her and your parallelisms. Why is it that you don't like the association?
I guess because, well, she wrote a book for one, so not planning to do that.
Malay mo.
No. And I think she got interviewed by more outlets, I think. I don't really watch a lot of news. I just read. So I think she was speaking to a lot more people than I usually do. Like, I think I only spoke once to Pia and that was it.
And you wouldn't want to be where she is in that sense na people are constantly asking you for interviews, yung ganon, hindi mo feel talaga.
Yeah, I mean, I've been asked, but I always say no. This kind of didn't count to me kasi parang chat lang siya.
So we're honored.
Formal interviews or like to be part of a panel. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I'm not important enough to be part of a panel.
Ayun, okay, sige. Sino na ba next after this?
Ayun, may tanong ka kay Winona. Ikaw ulit.
Okay, sige. Winona, if there's, you've been very vocal about how you've been disillusioned, ano, and how you're always speaking your mind with your parents. So, if there's one thing you'd want your parents to change in the way they are as politicians, I mean, you've started saying something about that, pero if you could expand on that, if there's one thing you'd want them to change as politicians, what would it be?
Wow.
I sense Winona trying to put down the prioritize siya. Top three.
Okay, siguro one, yung willingness to adapt, I guess, or willingness to take criticism, probably. Kasi honestly, yung issues ko with them as politicians, I don't know whether it's because they're like that or if it's because of yung generation gap. Syempre, parang mas bata ako. So if I tell these things, parang anong weight tong sinasabi ko sa kanila, parang they know more about politics because they've been there for quite a while and I'm just a political science student, diba? So yung ganong disparity. So I wish na parang if sa akin nang galing yung opinions or yung mga gusto kong baguhin sa kanila in terms of policy making or in terms of how they do their thing, parang sana they'd be willing to take it into consideration, I guess. And pangalawa, accountability. Yun, like, I wish
we wish that for a lot of people.
True, yes, I'm sure.
Right.
How do you think you could force the issue with them with regard to accountability? I mean, how can you remind them or take them to task? How do you do that?
It's pretty hard. Pero ngayon kasi, sometimes when I see na, if they're not willing to, let's say, tweak something or change something, or parang, yun, baguhin nila yung ganitong napupon ako or nakakriticize ko. Okay, at least, sinasabi ko parang, okay, I warned you, I'm telling you, bahala kayo. I mean, I think they see how it affects me and how it affects my relationship with them. Ganon, parang sometimes lagi na lang ako nasa kwarto or I don't talk as much or I'm not as I do my own thing sometimes. And I guess that's how I keep them accountable. Parang like your relationship with your daughter will really take a hit. And ganun lang naman eh, kasi it's been there, like the politics has always been there, and will it always be your kind of politics, or will you even consider what she has or how it affects her? So ganun.
Kasi they're basically, I think they qualify as, I'm sorry, I know they're your parents, but they qualify as trapo eh, no? Kung tutuusin eh, when you are as objective as we can be, no? People would call them that. And then I'm sure you're aware of that. Sige, so ano pa yung pangatlo? These are the first two. What's the third?
It's hard kasi talaga, but probably less relatives in politics.
Political dynasty, ano?
Yes, you know, titas talagang. It's actually quite funny because during my freshman year in Ateneo, my English research was about political dynasties. Mm-hmm. So I'm very against it talaga. I mean, it's in the constitution, but there's a constitutional provision seeking to limit political mm-hmm. dynasties. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not self-enacting, kaya kailangan pa ng legislation. No, but then I'm really opposed to it because although they aren't inherently bad, like in principle, it's a machinery na kasi na parang okay, yeah. Same family name I can run, and I don't think it's fair na you're using it as a machinery. It's an unfair mechanism to
Nagiging jump off point kasi yung surname, diba? Yeah. Parang may branding ka agad. It's instant recall, but I won't ask this of Noelle because Noelle is a little one step down from the family in power. But Winona, have you? I sense that you've also pushed back already in terms of, I'm sure that your parents have told you na maghanda ka na, or when you finish, lagay ka na namin sa council or something like that.
Ganitong position, yeah.
Oo. Have you already had that conversation? Because I sense that you might have already pushed back on this sort of, this sort of thinking.
Yes po. Yung bata pa lang ako, ganun na parang, hindi lang naman din sa kanila nang gagaling, pero from other people na, ikaw na yung susunod, ganun, ikaw na yung next, ganun. I've always let them know na hindi talaga dun yung direction ko, or I want
to
offer myself. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question.
I can just imagine the family dynamics. No? Nakakaloka. Hindi, ini-imagine ko lang siya. At the dinner table.
Oo na.
It always happens there. It always happens po sa dinner table.
Kasi doon talaga yung discussion na ganyan.
Kasi it's all gonna, gonna implode.
Super hanga ako sa'yo. Oh my God.
Okay. Si Noel. Ito, Noel, you're the niece of the incumbent president. But you've been very vocal about your opposition to what he stands for, what the his politics. Mm-hmm. How's your relationship with your relatives, your cousins?
Besides him and his kids, I've not seen them actually in years, decades. We'll call it decades because it's really been like maybe 2 decades or more. I see everybody else. So, like when I was home in Davao 2 years ago, I saw pretty much except for one cousin. I saw the uncle, the aunts, my dad.
Was that by design? Was that by design na iniiwasan mo, or talagang nagkataon lang?
Nagkataon lang. Like I haven't really, we never really mingled even when I was young. With the president and his children. I mean, we mingled like when I was really young, but then after some time, siguro I was about 8, 9, I didn't see them again like in person. So it's been a really long time.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
But everybody else I see.
Yeah. Hey, ganon. Okay, dun naman tayo kay Winona, positive naman. I want to ask if you can share with us something that your parents have taught you, and or a mantra, if you will, and how it has affected you as a person.
Mantra. Well, my mom always tells me, it's not your job to please everyone. Parang you always have to listen to your conscience. She always tells me that. And ultimately, I guess that's the compass, or yeah, that's what I follow in my personal decisions. Kasi when you're a child in politics, I guess you hear a lot of opinions, a lot of voices, diba? Right. There are people who would expect you to follow
so much noise.
Yes, from your family, schoolmates, sometimes even teachers, na parang, oh, yeah, do this, do that, ganyan, ganyan. Pero in the end, I guess, it's your values, or yun nga, kung ano yung nasa loob mo, kung ano yung nasa konsensyo mo, yun yung gawin mo.
Yeah. you follow it. So pwede mo sabihin sa mami mo, ginusto mo yan, ganyan.
But you're pushing.
Wala namang pumilit sa iyo, 'di ba?
Oo, tinuro mo pala.
Pero my mom kasi talagang she, in a way I guess you also tried to shield me away from politics. Mm. But I guess my mom kasi she's driven by family values. So I feel like she thinks na yung family values yung why she should be doing what she's doing, yung ganon, yung stuff. Eh ako right. Talaga, hindi ganon yun for me.
So, sorry.
No, I was going to ask Winona na parang, I'm sure that there are also children in political families who also have the same convictions as you, but they just choose to either keep quiet because that's really the norm, diba? Yun naman talaga yung kalakaran natin na if your parents are politicians, then either you join the work or you keep quiet. Right. What can you say, Winona, to other daughters and sons, diba? Like you, who may have opposing views to their parents but really feel strongly about something.
Well, my friends kasi usually parang they agree sometimes with their parents. As in, the side kasi or the political compass that their parents belong to, they're more on the liberal side, let's say, or the side that they agree on. So parang at least it's only a matter of expressing themselves, ganon. Mm. But for others naman who, kunyari, medyo controversial yung pamilya, ganon. I've conversed with them, I guess. And yung, sometimes kasi they don't have the level of exposure that I had. Kasi, yun, medyo sheltered sila, kunwari, or they weren't as exposed as I was, or siguro maybe they were gatekept. But yun nga, parang hindi ko naman sila masisi, or I don't wanna ruin what they have with their parents. So I just hope parang I hope they're informed or they take it upon themselves to be informed. Yun lang yung magagawa ko, I guess. Pero I can't let them know na parang, oh, wait, what can you say about your dad or your mom or your tita, ganun. Parang ang hirap naman nun sa akin. Hindi ko yan, it's not my place to do that. But what I can do or what I want for them is to, you know, be informed and make them, you know, have their own opinions talaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ako naman yung may ano kay Noel. Mm-hmm. I think it's me, no? Tama. Ang question ko naman, wait, let me just say that we are so very thankful of you and your stance and how vocal you've been. Kasi, like Abby said, some people would just be quiet, no? And for you na hindi ka rin, wala ka rin sa Philippines and you could be quiet na lang din, you chose to take a stance and you chose to be very opinionated against the government. So, but these have consequences sometimes. And we know this admin can be vindictive when they want to be. Did you ever feel anything after all your Facebook posts or Twitter posts? Kasi for sure, target ka ng trolls. And how do you deal with that?
Regarding the trolls, hindi masyado. Actually, they go after the other people more. I don't know if the name still intimidates them because they're scared of the president. Mm-mm. So I think that may be true because I don't really get a lot of trolls. I disabled the comments in Facebook as advised by Pia when the article came out 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But even on Twitter, they're not really as focused on me as they are against Pinoy Ako Blog or even Dr. Fortune, like they go after, or you guys, so they go after you probably harder than they do me. So regarding that, parang wala lang masyado yung trolls. Consequences, I was worried when I went back to Davao 2 years ago. I was a bit worried that I would get deported. That was a possibility.
Wow.
In my mind. Like, okay.
I can imagine, di ba? Baka pwede, di ba?
Persona, di ba? Di ba si Ramon Bautista ginawang persona ng grata?
Dahil lang sa shrimp ba yun or something?
Right, oo. Naisip ko yun. Like, oo, paano yun? But we had to go home. So, it's like, okay, whatever happens will happen. Ibale. But wala naman. So, and I don't think it's really surprising. They generally leave me alone. Even the president. Whatever I say, it doesn't seem to matter. So, which is good, I guess. Then I can say whatever I want.
I think so, trolls. Then I think with trolls, I don't think they also want to bring any attention to that. Because if they troll you, magkakaroon ng attention traction. And then magkakaroon ng traction ng loko. Even his own niece is in opposition. So I think that's why they leave you alone. Kasi para hindi na lalong magkaroon ng diba, focus on that. Because that's going
hindi lumaki.
Against sa kanila yun eh, diba?
Ayun. Totoo.
Okay, my question is for Winona. Winona, you're entering law school or you already entered law school. You're a freshman right now in law school. What kind of lawyer do you aspire to become?
Right now, I guess I want to work as a public attorney in the future. So, sa PAW ako.
Wow. And,
medyo public sector pa rin eh. Kasi, maybe international law, human rights law, criminal law.
But not politics, ano?
Ayun po talaga.
Pero parang yun ang na-absorb niya na public service in the sense na growing up as a politician's daughter, instead of wanting to get into the system politically, yung public service ang naiwan, no? Mm-hmm. Instead of being in position, ang galing.
Well, kasi talaga...
Huwag kang mag-change, Winona, ha? Ganyan ka lang. Ganyan ka lang.
We're counting on you, my dear.
Yes, of course.
Tawan namin yung mga bagets na ganyan.
Nga po, kasi talagang I really I took political science, so I'm really fascinated by politics. As in a social context, and the power dynamics. As in, sobrang interesting siya for me to observe it. And how agency versus family and stuff like that. As in, it's really so fascinating to me. I love studying it. And really, no regrets taking it as my prelo. But then, I really think na a lot of our problems is due to institutional failure, yung the system, right. How it fosters these kinds of politicians. It's already inherent and even cultural, diba? Mm-hmm. And I really don't think na me being in politics will help that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, props to those, political families or members of political families who are willing to go against that culture. Like si Vico Soto, I guess. I idolize him so much. Talagang, ang galing niya, grabe. Pero ako mismo kasi, hindi. Like, my presence in politics, I mean, it might even empower yung what I don't like about it.
Perpetuate, no?
Yeah, so for me talaga, yung the best way to go against the system, like, of political dynasties is to ultimately not take part.
Sana may ganyan na self-reflection lahat ng mga tatakbo, no? Parang bigyan natin sila ng 6 months, ganyan, magmuni-muni ka.
Oo naman. Ikaw naman. You're asking too much.
Too much
naman.
Ba?
Oo, too much yun. Ikaw naman.
Ano ka ba? Don't hamper the excitement of some. Diyan sa Twitter, daming mga...
Kalok.
May nag-private na nga kanina, di ba? May nag-private na.
Ah, yun ang private army. My God.
Private army.
Oo, alam ko yun. Napansin ko yun. Oh, excuse me. Ang gusto lang nating army, yung BTS army. Huwag nga silang...
Yeah, Alisali Dragon. Oo. Shirt mo, Abby, pakita mo nga.
Para. Diba?
Ayun. Sino bang bias mo, Noel? Sino ang bias mo sa kanila?
Yoongi.
Ah, Suga.
Ako, Jin. Housewives of the Rap Line pala ito.
Kasama oh! J-Hope!
The Rap Line.
Si Winona yata not into BTS masyado, ano?
Hindi po masyado.
Ako din yun. Tayong dalawa.
It's okay, you'll get there, trust me. But
yeah, I first encountered them. Uh-oh. I first encountered them in 2015. I was in Busan covering for work. As in, mga totoy pa sila. Tas Bangtan Boys ang tawag sa kanila. Hindi ko pinapansin, we were sharing the same backstage for 4 hours. Dead ma. Tapos, belatedly na-realize ko, ay, ang pogi na nila ngayon.
Eh, kasi grabe naman yung baguets pa sila noon.
Imagine kung
grabe naman yung belated realization mo kasi, bakla.
Imagine kung nakakuha ka ng autograph. Kung nakakuha ka ng autograph noon, ano, my God.
Oh, oh, I think I have photos in my old hard drive. Anyway.
Friendly ko. Hindi mo autograph.
Hindi ako friendly eh. Oh. Alam mo naman ako, si Miss Mind My, I Mind My Own Business.
Anyway.
Anyway, yun.
Ayun.
Ayan, tuloy. Regret comes 6 years later for you and for the rest of the Philippines. But anyway, ano, no, I wanted to ask
Noel. Ayun.
Sure, not everybody who not everybody who meets you, Noel, knows how you feel about your uncle, diba? But I'm sure that they treat you differently when they realize that, oh, you're related pala to like this. How do you react to things like that? Kasi I'm sure meron ng mga sip-sip, meron ng oh, you know, can you introduce me or something? But how do you react to that?
Fortunately, since I'm not in the Philippines, that doesn't happen so much. Mm-hmm. So I got lucky, and also the Filipinos that I've met, hindi naman ganon, puti na lang. Mm-hmm. But in
puti
Davao,
na lang.
But when he was mayor, yeah, that was something that I ran into. A few times, not that often kasi I really distanced myself. Like, hindi ako kilala wherever I went as pamangkin ni whoever, pamangkin ng mayor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Talagang we distanced ourselves from that.
Tsaka so, ikaw rin, I suppose...
really something that you... No, sorry, Anna, go ahead.
I mean, siya rin mismo yata, I think, deliberately, she's not like other people na would talagang mag-name drop, ano, at pagmamayabang na, related ako kay ganito, don't you know who I am? I mean, I look at Noel and I see na napaka-low-key niya, total kabaligtaran.
Yeah. Oo. Mukhang Noel, really, you avoided the association at, you know, at all costs. Unlike some people.
Kinarir niya.
Ay, oo, meron akong kilalang ganyan. Kinarir talaga. Na kung pwede lang niyang ilagay yung last name
ilagay sa noo.
Oo, sa noo, ganun. Very, very, very different from Noel.
Oh, we know so many people.
Oh, yeah. We know so many people.
Again.
Okay. My question is for Winona. Have your pair, you've been quite vocal about your principles. You've been vocal about where you stand on certain issues. Have your parents ever tried policing your politically charged posts online?
Well, yes, sometimes. Kasi like, sometimes I can be very uninhibited. I mean, minsan naman kasi talaga personal yung nilalabas ko. Talagang I air out my grievances. Sometimes, which I admit, sometimes can get very childish. But when it comes to generally or kunyari, decisions or political maneuverings that aren't personal, I guess they let me be. Naman. Pero they know nga kasi na yung that's what that's what happens when a child or when someone gets exposed to the things. Yung they become very critical.
Yeah. So I was gonna say that critical thinker ka eh. So hindi mo talaga maiiwasan yun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you raise kids na ano. Hindi naman ako naaawa sa parents mo kasi they raised a really beautiful child in you, diba? So parang kudos to them. Pero yun nga, ang hirap din ng position mo and position nila, I guess.
Yes, kasi parang ayun, yung I don't like being associated or I don't like na gano'n. Nandito ako, ang dami kong gustong gawin, ang dami kong gustong mangyari, and you're just there and you can easily do these things. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, yeah, you don't. You do things na parang, ha? Bakit? Bakit gano'n?
Bakit yun?
Why? Parang, sometimes mga parang, what are people gonna think of me pag nakikita nila yung ganyan? Parang, ano ba?
You remember, di ba yung, I'm sorry ha, pero I, di ba yung daddy mo yung anti-planking?
So long ago. As hindi pa kumulat noon. But
hindi ka pa mulat
looking noon. Back, in retrospect, parang, ano, like,
cringe, di ba? You know? Kaloka. Yeah. Pero do they follow you on social media? Are you followers of each other on social media?
Sa Instagram po, pero sa Twitter, parang...
parang hindi. Agree to disagree na lang tayo, guys. Ganyan.
Hi.
Diba?
My next question naman is for Noel. Ano lang, personal lang. Na slight lang. Was it a conscious decision for you to move out of the Philippines? Or ano to? Parang may process ba na sige, ayoko na here? Kasi you moved 2000, you were saying that you moved 2004 pa or something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For training.
So yeah, how was the process there? Was it a conscious decision? And then at this point in your life, sabi mo, ah, dito na nga ako, hindi na akong babalik.
Yeah, it was a conscious decision. I made it when I was very young. Was it 12 or 13? Bata pa lang.
Are you serious? Ganun ka bata? Talagang yun na yung gusto mo.
Yeah. Wow. I wanted to leave. I didn't know anyone like you around me. Konti lang yung matapang na babae na may touch of feminism. So, and at that time, 1980s yun eh, I felt that Davao was so sexist and talagang feeling ko parang ang kawawa naman ng mga babae dito. Tapos wala kang freedom, wala kang choices, limited. Para siyang lahat ng galaw mo binabantayan. Ayoko yun.
So. Oh, it was like that? How do you mean yung binabantayan? Like all these men, they police? Ano ka?
Hindi naman kami traditional yun? Filipino family, pero like, okay, you're expected to, you know, do this by the time you're in your 20s. Ito yung expectation sa'yo. I didn't like having people having expectations. Like, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Pala kayo, John.
Did you see that? Did you see that sort of treatment sa mom mo? Na
itong si Amber, palapdog, sorry.
Oh, nga.
she was limited ba? You saw your mom, your own mom being limited
she
the way that
she told me, yeah. Like she was ahead of her time. Yeah, she was ahead of her time. So she would always tell me, go do what you want. Don't get married. Don't have kids. Chase after what you want to do. Kasi parang feeling niya it was very limiting for her. So
I know exactly what you mean. Noel, was that a function of that particular time? Or was it the function of the family that your mother married into?
You know, kasi we weren't close to my dad's side of the family when I was growing up. Like, I saw them a few times, but not like a lot, so it wasn't that. I think it was a function of the time. She had gone to Manila for college. Kind of she experienced freedom for a little bit. And then she came back to Davao and then she worked for a while. And then she had me when she was very young. I think she was 22.
Very young.
Had me. So yeah. So she wanted, like, siguro yung mga things that she wanted for herself. She was like, okay, you do them. You go.
Right. Yeah. Oo, kasi pag sa probinsya, ganyan yan eh. Halimbawa, mid-20s na, hindi ka pa ba ikakasal?
And then yeah, after like everybody that, hindi ka pa ba plans like that when I was in high school. Like, I'm gonna be married by the time I'm 25. Like, oh my God.
Diba? May pressure. Parang, I also got that as a probinsyana. Kasi ganun talaga siya. And then even your family, they might not be conscious about it, pero ganun din sila kasi mag-isip. And it gets perpetuated like for every generation. That's why when I had my girls, and then ako yung first na separada in my generation. So parang it was so hard for the old people to understand, and even my mom and my dad, then parang lahat sila gusto pa rin ng fairy tale ending, ganyan, kasi yun yung nasa libro eh, dapat ganon. And women like us are not like that. We don't think that way. And yung ano natin, we find happiness differently. Hindi yung sa ano, I love my kids, wala akong ano dyan, I love them both to bits. Pero there's also a part of me na I have to do this, yeah, it's for myself. Parang ganyan din lang. And you're right, it's very hard to find women around you who think this way.
Especially sa probinsya.
Yes. Hanggang ngayon, kasi if I chat with people back in the province, pag sa La Union, and then I start talking about politics, I start talking about how they're effing up the vaccination process, lahat-lahat ng mga ngaw-ngaw po, they get so tired of me. ayaw nilang marinig yung mga ngaw-ngaw po na parang na they're okay na daw. They're okay na where they are. So it doesn't need to be discussed. But I want to discuss it. And that's why it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Diba? Like what you said also, Noel, before, that, you know, it's one thing to post things on Twitter and another to post it on Facebook. Kasi andun lahat yung mga kamag-anak incorporated, kaklase mo ng grade school, high school, ganyan, na sobrang iba from the people that you've met in Twitter. Kasi tayo, diba, we gravitate towards each other sa Twitter. Dahil pare-pareho tayo mag-isip. Sa Facebook, iba eh, whether you like it or else, dun eh. Yeah. Sila yung kakilala mo growing up. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I admire both of you so much with the things that we've learned today. Grabe. Buti nyo lang hindi ako political family. Sakit ako sa ulo.
Oh, imagine mo kung halimbawa yung tatay mo patriarchal. Oh my God. Diba?
Yung ang sinasabi ni Winona na house to house, hindi ko ma-imagine yun, girl.
Diba? Ay, Diyos ko,
naka-paste yung smile mo dyan eh. Sasakit yung
pangil mo. My God, with your pangil. Diba?
Oo, saan ko yung re-retract? My God.
Ay, hindi pwede. Masasabi na ko, hindi pwede. Hindi ka pwedeng masungit kapag house to house. Pag house to house talagang, ano,
hindi talaga pwede magkulit ka talaga.
Kahalat yan sa kabilang barangay na masungit ka. Hindi pwede. Bawal ang masungit sa house to house. Oo.
Pwede ba ako maglakad na ginaganon ko yung buntot ko?
Pero Abby, paano ka noon nagpipigil? Gusto ko malaman.
Ikaw mahadera ka nga, di ba?
Ha?
Pipigil saan?
Hindi siya nag-house
to house. Ay, hindi ka nag-house to house ever. Kaya hindi ka nag-house
to house. Hindi. Hindi ako nag-house to house. I mean, I move in politics, but I'm not a politician. So, alam mo yun, I know all of these things, but I'm not.
Hindi ka sumama sa kampanya.
Hindi, sumama sa kampanya. Sumama ako sa kampanya. But it's also a different energy kasi when you swim into a sea of people na talagang pag nagpapaligid.
Naliligo sa dagat ng
tao. Huwag tayo doon.
It's a different experience also, but I see it in the politicians that I've supported. It's also, you have to psych yourself up kasi syempre, hindi naman every day is a good day na nakangiti ka, di ba? Minsan, syempre, nababad trip din naman yan. So, it also takes a different kind of person to be able to put that on every day. Like, you know, I remember when Winona mentioned ganyan na, hindi nawawala ng tao yung bahay nila.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan, that is the life of a politician's family. You're never alone.
You're always on, ano? You're always on in that sense.
Yes, kasi pag may nagkasakit, merong kailangan ng tulong, kailangan ng pag-skwela, pag may na-presinto, tatakbo yan sa bahay ni congressman, ni mayor, ni konsehal, lahat.
Hanggang nga sa barangay natin, di ba?
Oo, you're never alone.
Teka, tanong ko lang pala yung si Noel, bigla akong naalala. Your father never got into politics in Davao?
Not for lack of trying.
Oh my God!
I'm
okay. Dapat hindi tayo umiinom eh sa mga hirit na ganyan, lalabas sa ilong.
Oo nga. Buti na ano, maganda yung shampoo nung sagot ni Noel, nakalunok na ako.
Thank you for that. Okay.
Ano, maganda tayo.
Si Ada, I think, has a last
question. She has one. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Natanong ko na rin eh. I mean, Winona actually answered it na, no? When she said she will never enter into politics. But what if the pressure is there? And your parents? Kasi ito pala. How many kayong magkakapatid? And do both of you feel the same way towards your parents?
That's actually very funny because I have a younger brother. Mm-hmm. He's 2.5 years younger than me. So freshman pa lang siya sa Ateneo. And it's funny because he took Polsci.
As well.
He's taking Polsci. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wants it as a prelo then ata, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I guess he's starting to have his own opinions. But then, it's very different for us. Mm-hmm. Mas vocal ako, I guess. Mas ako yung fired up to an extent. And I don't know. I think it boils down to how we were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it's super different yung kung paano ako pinalaki sa kung paano siya pinalaki. Kasi in a way, our family was kind of traditional. So there are rules that applied to me that didn't apply to him.
Mm, kasi stuff lalaki. Like that.
Yeah, kasi lalaki.
Kasi boy.
Kasi, is he being groomed in a sense to follow the footsteps?
Si Noel, oh.
Si Noel, nagagalit na, oh.
Yeah, so ganun. Like, before, kaming dalawa, yung, ito, susunod na to, ganun. Pero I think sa nakikita ng kapatid ko sa akin, parang he's learning na he doesn't have to. Because it's expected.
You can say no. Yeah, you can say no.
That's why I actually am intent on staying here. Because I actually wanted to live with my grandparents for a while. Because I love my grandparents. Pero like, I told myself na parang...
Father's side, mother's side?
Mother's side. Lola's girl ako.
Mm-hmm.
But then parang nainganyo ko na tumira muna dito. Kasi yun nga yung kapatid ko. I mean, I want him to be exposed to these ideas. Kasi, yun nga, we were raised very differently and parang unfair. And unfair kasi sa akin eh. Parang mas siya yung, siya kasi yung talagang parang, wow, ang cute-cute ni Paolo, ganun-ganun. Parang, wow, kamukha ng daddy, susunod na mayor, ganun-ganun. Yung mga ganun. Mm-hmm. Siya yung usually ganun eh. So parang, ako yung mas nakakapuna nung mga flaws, yung lapses in that. So you could say na ako yung mas critical or mas mulat sa ganun. But my brother, he's starting to also.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that's good that you chose your brother.
Mm-hmm. Your influence. Ang galing, ano?
You don't need to, but you really found it your responsibility to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's really beautiful. Okay, mag-round robin na tayo.
Round robin na. Okay, yan.
So, but you know, before we go, we'd like to thank you, ladies, no, for agreeing to speak to us. But syempre, hindi naman pwedeng aalis kayo ng Tita Talk nang hindi namin kayo ginigrill.
Yes. Diba? The most important part.
Quick answers. The most important. Quick answers. Oo, quick answers lang. Don't worry, it's not too hard, but we really, really want to hear what there are
questions though of national interest.
National import, actually.
Yeah.
So, scorecard.
I think for every question, if we can just ask Noel and then we know na. Para lang rapid round tayo. Okay, ha? So, ready na kayong dalawa. Promise, ha? We want honest answers, ha? Huwag kayong mag-chuchos sa amin. We'll know if it's Chos. Okay, so the first question is, are you a morning person or a night owl?
Oh, morning.
Hirap, di ba? Morning person.
Night
morning
owl person. For sure.
Okay.
Pareho ko si Noel. Okay, next. Oh, so what's the first thing that you ladies do in the morning?
Coffee. Drink coffee.
I fix my bed.
Wow.
Wow.
Ok ka rin. Winona, are you ok? Are you ok?
Yes po, sobra.
Wala,
hindi ko kaya.
SL, pangatlong anak mo.
Take a look at these faces, Winona. This is going to be you in a few years.
Oh, looking forward. I'm excited.
So, what's the perfect breakfast for you? Well,
sorry.
What's the perfect breakfast?
Bacon and eggs with rice.
Oh.
With rice.
Oh. A woman after my own heart. What about you? What is perfect with rice?
Ako oatmeal with peanut butter.
Ay, hala.
Healthy.
Healthy mo. Yakjinod siya ang healthy mo. Oh, ito ha, hindi pwedeng healthy na answer. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mango.
Ben and Jerry's peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter talaga siya. Alam mo, she loves peanut butter. Okay.
Okay, wait. So, sorry. Do you both cook? Or do you try to? No
na si Noel. Oh, skip, siya.
Oh, or yes. No na rin si Winona. Oh, what's your favorite na lang? What's your favorite comfort food? Noel.
Chocolate?
Sinigang na salmon.
Winona.
Uy.
Wow.
Sinigang na salmon. Or sinigang
yung mamos. Sinigang. Grabe, pinay na pinay. Oh,
masarap
na
sinigang.
Very especially sinigang. Recently, di ba? Number one yung sinigang.
Sinigang?
Sa soup.
Yes. Oh, nakita ko yun. Oh.
Yes.
Next. Okay. Nako, kinakabahan na yung mga kasama ko kasi may build up tong questions na to eh. Noel, is there any food that you detest?
That I detest?
Yes. Yeah, you absolutely, dislike.
Durian.
In your friend,
the symbolism.
The symbolism, Noel.
Grabe, from Davao ka pa. Tapos you hate durian.
Durian.
I can't stand the smell.
Parang something Freudian about that, no? Somehow.
Parang sinabi kong ayoko ng pinakbet, di ba? Parang ganon.
Or ako kung ayoko na
kamatay ako na nanay.
Yes. What about you,
Winona? Sa'yo.
Is there any food that you detest?
Eh, hindi naman detest, I guess. Pero hindi talaga ako mahilig sa pork.
Really? Pork. Chicharon, hamon, bacon, wala. Ribs, barbecue. My God!
Huwag nating pilitin yung baguette. Huwag nating pilitin.
Bacon?
Sabay ganun eh. Bacon. Healthy siya talaga. Okay nang bacon yung sagot ni Noel kanina. Okay. Nako, ito na yung question na to. Parang alam ko yung sagot nilang dalawa. So, Noel, are you Nokra
Or do you hate okra or are you procra? Do you actually eat okra?
Naku, sinagot ko na to sa Twitter. Procra.
Yes. Oo nga, kaya hindi na ako nag-expect. Ito na naman ako, lagi na lang akong bitter.
Halo kami lagi ni Ethel.
Oo, para natin kita. Ikaw naman, Winona.
Actually, ako
what
naman.
What about
no
you?
Pra.
What about you?
Hindi.
The first Nokra guest on Tita Talk. Guys, this is historic. The first guest on Tita Talk who's a Nokra. Winona Castelo.
Finally. Kasi, diba, ano,
spirit lang si Pino eh.
Ha? Pag nag-grocery kami ng mom ko, tapos may okra, lagi niya sinasabi, actually, wala namang benefits yung okra.
Agaling pa sa nalabi
mo. No, kaya doon si madam. Uric acid.
Sabi daw niya, di ba, nakakataas daw ng uric acid. I mean, I don't know if it's true.
No, nakakababa siya ng blood sugar.
You shouldn't care anymore. You shouldn't care anymore. Talagang basura yan. So, better na lang na huwag na kumain.
Wala daw siyang benefits, kaya hindi kami ganun ka-enthusiastic about it.
Does your mom even like vegetables? Or ano?
Yeah.
Uy, Abby, yo. Trigger.
Ay, anti-gulay to eh.
Bakit ganun?
Well,
may atake.
Anti-gulay.
Yoko.
Bakit to?
Any gulay is just... Wala, I don't like gulay. I can't swallow it. I won't. Parang feeling ko pinapunish ako lagi ng nanay ko pag pinapakain ako ng gulay. So,
grabe.
Sorry.
Oh, 'di ba?
Sakit sa ulo mong bata kasi guho.
Parang ang sama-sama akong tao.
Okay,
alam mo na 'yan.
Quits pa lang ano? Quits ang procra at nokra ngayon. They cancel each other.
Oo. Oh, oh, ang ganda-ganda world peace.
World peace.
Which brings us to the next question. Tingnan natin kung world peace pa rin. Pineapple on pizza. Is it a yay or a nay? Noel.
Yay.
Oh, yay. Oh. What me? What about you, Winona?
Oh, nay? Sabi na kung batas ko. Ethel, anak mo nga!
Maalak ko gumaganyan na kung the other night, ano ba yun? Sabi ko, magpipizza kami after 1 year. So, sabi ko kay Andra, oh, you order na lang. Oh, there's this thing, three kinds for blah, blah, blah. Parang 1,000 something something. Tapos, oh, di check mo, anak, para iba-iba yan. Pag ganyan niya, oh, this shit is trying to sell me pineapple and pizza. May Hawaiian.
No.
Pikon na pikon ng baguette. So, hindi na kami bumili. Doon na lang kami sa queso.
How old is she po?
She's 18. She's also incoming sa Ateneo. Doon din siya. Parang nanay niya. Like, si Marga. Pareho natin.
Hindi tayo OBS.
Yes. Oh, ayan ha. So world peace talaga, and we go to our
world peace question.
World peace to kasi sinagot na ni Noel kung sino yung bias niya sa BTS. So our last question for both ladies. If you had a superpower, what would it be? And why not?
Ang labo ng tanong.
What would it be and why not? If you had a superpower,
parang ikaw diba? Yung umiinom ng wine, hindi ako.
Parang ako, di ba? Basura yung tanong. Lutang yung tanong. What would it be and why not? Huh? Girl, ano nangyari?
Ano ba? Anong laman?
Kasi ng okra, joke lang.
Hoy, anong laman yung mag mo, umamin ka na?
Feeling ko vodka.
Oo, ako din.
Oo. Hindi yan tsaka, I don't think.
Hoy, tsaka yan, grabe. Infused, Sharon. Sige, Noel.
Superpower. I like the cloak of invisibility.
Ooh.
I like being
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Tiga mo, bakit pag babae yung nagsasabi, it doesn't sound pervy. Diba? Kasi diba whenever we
have the discussion din namin yan, napaka-pervert nun, diba? Parang,
oo, nanonood ko lang ng mga tao.
Ayoko.
Why is it that when it's a woman that says ganyan, it's not pervy, but when it's a man, we're all like, creepy ka?
offer, di ba?
Ganyan.
Peeping Tom. Maybe because it's called the Peeping Tom, yung association, no?
Yeah.
It's always been male. Could be. Parang yung association niya, yung stereotype.
Ayan. What about you, Winona?
Probably yung powers ni The Flash. So, super speed.
Bakit? Pag gusto mo lang mabilis wear.
Ang bagay ko. Ang bagay ko lang yung speed. So, I wanna be fast naman. Parang hindi na ako late.
Parati ka bang late? Parati ka bang late? Oh!
Despite bakit? Bakit ka laging late? Bakit ka laging late? Itong parang na to?
Hindi ko po alam. Parang ang bagal-bagal ko lang. My lola always tells me, paano ka magiging abogado? Ang bagal-bagal mo kumilos.
You know, ano eh, sometimes, ano eh, there are people talaga, kasi my sister is like Winona, na, alam mo yun, yung sense of urgency niya, kahit ano, we're going to the mall, yung family namin na, kunwari, 10 a.m., nagiging 11:30 dahil nagpapatuyo pa siya ng hair.
Kuyaan.
Ganon.
Yung pagtinanong mo na lang yung, ano, ikaw na magtuyo.
Oh, pag tinanong mo, nasaan ka na? Supposed to be magkikita kay first example 8:30. Papunta na pero maliligo pa lang. Yan, yan mga ganun.
On the way to the shower, ganun.
Correct. Nasagot na ba natin ourselves yan? Like anong superpower gusto natin ever?
Oo nga no.
Mauna ako. Kasi alam ko nasagot ko eh. Tinanong ako ng mga anak ko.
Ako rin. Tinanong na ako ni Inyaki niyan eh. So, I know my answer.
Sige.
Ang ano sa'yo, Abby? Dyan, ano? O, ikaw, Abs. Ano sa
ako, ano? Telekinesis is mine.
Oh, wala lang. Savior.
Oh, gusto ko lang manapak ng tao nang hindi nila alam na may nangyari.
Buti na lang friends
walang
tayo, girl.
Oo, di ba? Walang kamuang-muang yung tao. Bigla na lang ganyan.
Ako, ano, ang sagot ko dyan, ano, the power of healing.
Charot?
Mag-heal.
Albularia ka pala in the making.
Gagawag yun. Gusto ko yung touch mo lang. Ano ko nga na mag-mix-mix ng mga bruha tawag
mo. Uy, alam mo, hindi mo na kailangan i-wish. Yung bruha lang pala. No need for wish.
Oo.
Eh, ikaw na yun eh.
Maleficent.
Gusto ko yung healing. Yung mga ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, pero, on my terms. Wow, pangit pa rin ang ugali. Yung... Tinanong ako niyan eh, nung dalawa. Sabi niya, so you heal everyone, eventually nobody's gonna die. Tapos sabi ko, hindi ganon. Like for example, someone's really ill. Alam mo nang papunta doon. I will just make yung pag-alis niya to be painless. Hindi na siya masasaktan. Papunta na siya doon eh. Ganon. Pero kung may bagets, 2 years old, may cancer, aba, halika dito, baby. Mm-hmm. Parang ganyan. So, on my terms. So, talaga ayaw. Ako pa rin.
Akala ko maghahanda na ako ng entablado eh. Akala ko maghahanda na ako ng entablado para sa'yo.
No, girl.
Mag-collecta na kami ni Marga sa kanina ng ticket sa gate.
Oo nga. Oo. Magkano natin ibebenta?
Iba ang kailangan.
Walang himala!
Magkano namin ng mga monoblock sa kayo, mga puting ano. Yung puting pa yung ibebenta namin.
Kailangan natin na kumita ng pera.
Teka, di ba ano? Tagalaunyon ka, Ethel, di ba? Sa Agoo natin gawin. Judiel Nieva part 2.
Shit!
Pareho ko ng voice teacher yun. Huwag kang ganyan.
Ano yun? Dancing Sun. Dancing Sun.
Oh, Dancing Ethel yung ate.
Dancing Ethel.
Dancing Ethel. Hindi ako marunong noon. Bakla. Diyos ko.
Hindi pa ata pinanganak si Winona nito.
Oo, bata pa si Winona. Hindi pa niya alam
ako. Third year high school yata ako noon.
Ako grade 6 ata. Grade 5, grade 6.
Oo, oh, na, college ganyan. Ako.
Basta mga high school.
Che, college ako, mga hayop kayo. Ano point ninyo? Ano point ninyo?
Ano point ninyo? Si Winona nga, hindi pa pinapanganak nun. Huwag kayong magulo.
Si Winona, hindi nga niya gets eh.
It, is this yung, ano daw, yung gumagaling? Yung may healing powers
daw siya?
Oo,
yung nag-KPLP.
Oo, yeah. Na may dancing sa...
I've heard of it.
Paano hindi magda-dance yung sun at tinitignan mo, di sasakit yung mata mo, di ba?
Hey, o teka, ano, sino na? Superpower.
Ako?
Ikaw muna.
Ako, I like superhuman strength with the power of light. Captain Marvel. The sum of ano Captain Marvel's
oo,
powers.
Si Bakla, sa kanya, nandun na siya. Lahat-lahat, no?
Oo.
Lahat
oo.
Na. To be fair, wala nga lang siyang cloak of invisibility.
Oo. Pero okay. Kasi siguro as a superhero, sa kanya ako pinaka can relate kasi lampa. Tapos alam mo 'yun, yung parang hindi ganoon ka excellent. So kailangan magtrabaho ng magsipag. Tapos ayun, nagkaroon ng superpower, ayun.
Mm-hmm. Ako naman is it a superpower shape shifting?
Mm-hmm. Mystique?
Oo. Pero hindi lang organic things, ha? Maski I can... Pader.
Pero bakit, bakit gusto mo mag-shift? Bakit?
Isi-shift mo ba yung asawa mo ito, Matthew Good?
Well, oo nga, no? Teka, sandali.
Hindi. Ikaw iba.
Ako ang I want the power to shapeshift simply because of all the possibilities. I can fly, I can dive into the ocean, I can be a sea creature. Wag lang sana akong magiging mahipan ng hangin tapos forever butanding na ako, no? So yun, I like the
sige
idea.
Ka, baka maging friends kayo ni ano.
Swimming with the dolphins.
But I like the idea of being able to take any form I want. Magugulat na lang si Abby na wala na lahat ng ice cream niya kasi ako pala yung nandoon, akala niya ako siya.
Ay, alam mo, yung ganyan, hindi mangyayari yan. Bad content. Tama na yan.
Teka, this is for Noel because she loves this doll.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Si Amber na Crablet.
Oh, si Crablet.
Crablet. Si Annalise.
Na village superstar. Galing sa rampa.
So, ayan, we'd like to thank Noel and Winona. Thank you for agreeing to speak to your titas. So, thank you. And we really appreciate you, all your, all the things that you've shared with us. So, that concludes another episode of Tita Talk.
Uh-huh.
So, this is your Tita Abby. Abby_Valte on Twitter. And I'm sorry, it's episode 14. I still don't like vegetables.
this is your Tita A or Mrs. On Lawyer saying bye-bye. On next.
This is your Tita E. Madam Hiddles, natuwang-tuwa meron kaming nokra. Oh my God, thank you.
For the first time after 14 episodes.
Paminoon, natuwa naman ako today.
14 episodes, it had to take 14 episodes. O, diba? Mas marami talaga
diba?
Kami.
Okay lang yan, the few, the face. Proud.
Let's go.
Yeah, everyone has flaws. Sabi nga ni Winona, di ba? Maraming flaws yung system.
Yeah. Oh, and I am Marga versus Machine on Twitter, and I share Ethel's joy dahil meron na kaming kapanalig na nokra na guest dito sa Tita Talk. And I guess that's goodbye. See you again in our next episode. ECQ ngayon in Metro Manila and in some other locations. So stay safe.
The other tiny bubble.
Yeah, stay safe in your tiny bubbles and we'll see you in a better world. Bye.
Bye, Tita. Bye.